The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And if you call that number, you will hear the melodious tones of my former producer, Aaron Light, who is my engineer screener du jour. Jeff is away. Jeff is on vacation. Welcome back, Aaron.
Hey, good to be back. Good to be back. I think you called me the board operator du jour my first day here like 10 years ago.
Well, things don't change much. Anyway, thank you for filling in today. I appreciate it. Before you went way, way up the corporate ladder in Salem Media and left us behind here on Bob Burney Live.
Oh, it's always good to be here.
Yeah. All right. Boy, we moved from that to something just incredibly tragic. If you heard about it over the weekend on Saturday, a van load of children were returning from a week at the beach. All of these kids, almost all of the kids, were residents of a camp, a home for children who had been abandoned, who had been abused, and these are kids who had been through a great deal in their life. And one of the volunteers at the camp was driving the van. There was a 17-vehicle accident, most likely caused by weather, torrential rain. It seems that several of the vehicles hydroplane started a chain reaction. 17 vehicles, a number of them caught fire, including the children's ranch van. And eight of the children in this van returning from a wonderful week at the beach, returning back home. Eight of them were caught in the vehicle and burned to death. The driver of the van was dragged from the wreck. She is in the hospital. I'm not sure what condition that she is in. But altogether, 10 people were killed, including several young children. in the van, a 3-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, and 2 16-year-olds, and 1 17-year-old, all pronounced dead at the scene. Quote, two children of ranch employee Candace Gully, who was driving the van, were among those who died in the crash. Just an unbelievable tragedy. And by the way, this was a Christian ranch for kids to help them, kids that had been abandoned, abused, and so forth. Now, let me just say this. We don't know the reason. We can't pretend to understand God's plan and God's purpose when we see a tragedy like this. And many, many people will try to figure this out and give you an explanation. And we will hear all kinds of explanations about why God allowed this or why God caused this. And folks, listen, we do not know the mind of God. And it really doesn't profit anyone very much when you try to explain God's purpose in this. Now, skeptics will use this. This was a Christian camp, and they were trying to help those kids. What kind of a God would it, you know? You hear that kind of thing all the time. What kind of a God? I know this, we serve a loving, caring, gracious, sovereign God. And I don't believe anyone will know fully the reason until we get to heaven. Some could certainly speculate, well, God knew what these kids would endure in the future, and he spared them from things that were even more terrible. I don't know that. I don't know the mind of God. But here is what I'm trusting. This was a Christian organization, a Christian ranch, and I'm hoping and praying that these kids knew Christ as Savior. And if that's the case, we must look at death from God's perspective. I have a sermon that I've preached. I think maybe I've preached it twice in many, many years. The Other Side of Death. And in that, I try to point out that God has a completely different view of death than we do. The Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. If heaven is the ultimate goal, I mean, if we believe that heaven is the ultimate goal, then is it such a tragedy if someone gets there much sooner than most people? That's God's perspective. I've illustrated it like this. The Bible says that life is like a race, and we run the race. Several verses in the New Testament talk about running the race. We're to finish the race well. When someone gets close to the finish line, whether they're a very young person or whether they're a very old person, we stand around and we say, don't go, don't go, don't go. But you see, they're close to the finish line. Okay, they're only 8 years old, but they're crossing the finish line. They're 20 years old, but they're crossing the finish line. And we are on this side of the finish line saying, don't go. What a tragedy. How terrible. And Jesus is on the other side of the finish line saying, come, step across. Come home. You finished your race. Only God knows how long that race will be. For some, it's a long, 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 long time. My mother was 95 but I just participated in a funeral of someone who was in his 50s. I have conducted funerals of children who were 3 years old. I've conducted funerals for an infant, stillborn. Only God knows how long our race will be, but the ultimate goal is to finish it well. That does not mean, however, that those left behind in this terrible tragedy will not suffer grief. The Bible just says that we don't grieve like others which have no hope. It doesn't say we don't grieve. So pray for the folks down in Alabama. Pray for this dear lady who was driving the van. She has survived. We don't know how serious her injuries are. She's still in the hospital, but two of her own children died in the crash, and she was driving. Pray for the other members of the staff at this ranch and the family members of the children who were killed. And there was another car. A young man and his baby daughter, or maybe it was a son, infant, a daughter, 29-year-old man and his 9-month-old daughter, they were also killed in this 17-vehicle crash. Pray for those. And we'll let God figure out all of the reasons why and when. Only known to God are the whys and the reasons behind something like this. But He knows. He knows.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
What? Another unanimous Supreme Court decision? I don't know that I've ever seen this much unanimity on the Supreme Court. And it's just another example that not only does the liberal left deal almost completely with emotion and hysteria rather than facts and truth, they're almost always wrong. When Donald Trump appointed 3 Supreme Court justices, most of you will remember the dire predictions. This is going to destroy the court. It's going to be irrevocably broken and divided. It's going to be unprecedented, the division on the Supreme Court, because of these crazy, whacked out candidates that Donald Trump recommended. Remember all of that? We heard that over and over and over and over again. This is going to ruin the Supreme Court. They're going to be so divided, they won't be able to get anything done. I don't know that I have ever seen so many unanimous decisions. And hey, listen, I'm not an expert on anything. I'm certainly not an expert on the Supreme Court. So I don't know why this is happening, but is it possible that maybe the liberals on the Supreme Court have more common sense than we thought they did? That they actually think more highly of the Constitution than we thought? And now that there is a majority that are constitutionalists, that the liberals have changed their mind? I don't know, but I know this. I don't know that we have ever seen this much unity. And in good decisions, religious liberty decisions, like the one about the Philadelphia Catholic Social Services Agency last week. A strong decision by the Supreme Court upholding religious liberty and freedom. And it was unanimous. It was shocking. Well, I don't know whether I agree with this decision or not, but it's unanimous and it deals with sports. Headline, Supreme Court sides with student athletes, rules NCAA improperly capped education-related benefits. The Supreme Court ruled in a unanimous decision today that the NCAA has illegally restricted education-based benefits that could be used as compensation to student athletes. The story is several current and former student athletes who played college football as well as basketball sued the NCAA and 11 conferences, claiming that the current rules of the NCAA restricting compensation violated antitrust laws. Well, here's where the story gets bizarre. A lower court ruling maintained the NCAA's rules of, and I'm reading, maintained the NCAA's rules of generally forbidding payment to student athletes while allowing for education-related aid. Now get this. The students accepted this. Let me read that again. A lower court ruling maintained the NCAA's rules of generally forbidding payment to student athletes while allowing for education-related aid. In other words, scholarships, the educational aspects of compensation. Well, the students said, okay, we'll accept that. But the NCAA fought it and appealed it. It went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled against the NCAA. They would have been much better to keep their mouths shut. But they weren't happy, they weren't satisfied, went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of the student athletes. Now, this is going to have to be hammered out. What does this mean? How much can the student athletes be compensated? And well, the Supreme Court didn't define that. But this opens a whole new area for student athletes and compensation. We'll see where this goes. We'll be back.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
There was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with